The Bible in Your Ear podcast, brought to you by Olive Tree Bible Software. I'm your host, saxophonist Kirk Whalum, reading through the New King James Version of the Olive Tree Bible app in 365 audio lessons of 15 minutes or less. Download the free Olive Tree Bible app in your app store and follow along. Contact me at kirkwhalum.com. That's KIRKWHALUM.com. Or at Kirk Whalum on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Today is July 18th. Let's read lesson number 199. 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 12 through chapter 27, verse 34. Romans chapter 4, verse 13 through chapter 5, verse 5. Psalms chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. And Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 12. Among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers, among the chief men having duties just like their brethren, to serve in the house of the Lord, and they cast lots for each gate, the small as well as the great, according to their father's house. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and his lot came out for the north gate, to Obed-Edom, the south gate, and to his sons the storehouse, to Shupim and Hosah the lot came out for the west gate, with the Shalaketh gate on the ascending highway, watchmen opposite watchmen. On the east were six Levites, on the north four each day, on the south four each day, and for the storehouse two by two. As for the parbar on the west, there were four on the highway and two at the parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the sons of Korah and among the sons of Merari. Of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasuries of the house of God and over the treasuries of the dedicated things. The sons of Laadan, the descendants of the Gershonites of Laadan, heads of their father's houses, of Laadan the Gershonite, Jehieli, the sons of Jehieli, Zetham, and Joel his brother, were over the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was overseer of the treasury. And his brethren by Eleazar were Rehabiah his son, Jeshiah his son, Joram his son, Zikri his son, and Shelomith his son. This Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasuries of the dedicated things which King David and the heads of fathers' houses, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army had dedicated. Some of the spoils won in battles they dedicated to maintain the house of the Lord, and all that Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, every dedicated thing, was under the hand of Shelomith and his brethren. Of the Israelites, Chenaniah and his sons performed duties as officials and judges over Israel outside Jerusalem. Over the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, 1,700 able men, had the oversight of Israel on the west side of the Jordan for all the business of the Lord and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites, Jerijah was head of the Hebronites according to his genealogy of the fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought, and there were found among them capable men at Jazer of Gilead, and his brethren were 7,200 able men, heads of fathers' houses, whom King David made officials over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and the affairs of the king. 1 Chronicles chapter 27. And the children of Israel, according to their number, the heads of fathers' houses, the captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers, served the king in every matter of the military divisions. These divisions came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, each division having 24,000. Over the first division for the first month was Jashubim, the son of Zabdiel, and his division were 24,000. He was of the children of Perez, and the chief of all the captains of the army for the first month. Over the division of the second month was Dodai, an Ahohite, and of his division Mikloth also was the leader. In his division were 24,000. The third captain of the army for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, who was chief. In his division were 24,000. This was the Benaiah who was mighty among the 30, and was over the 30. In his division was Amizabad his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah his son after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shamuth the Israelite, and his division were 24,000. The sixth captain for the 6th month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, and his division were 24,000. The 7th captain for the 7th month was Helez, the Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim, and his division were 24,000. The 8th captain for the 8th month was Sibekai, the Hushathite, of the Zerites, and his division were 24,000. The 9th captain for the 9th month was Abiezar, the Anathothite, of the Benjamites, and his division were 24,000. The 10th captain for the 10th month was Maharai, the Netophathite, of the Zarhites, and his division were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Pirathonite, of the children of Ephraim, and his division were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite, of Othniel, and his division were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the officer over the Reubenites was Eleazar, the son of Zikri. Over the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Maacah. Over the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel. Over the Aaronites, Zadok. Over Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. Over Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael. Over Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah. Over Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azriel. Over the children of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Azaziah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel the son of Pedaiah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Edo the son of Zechariah. Over Benjamin, Jahaziel the son of Abner. Over Dan, Azarel the son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. But David did not take the number of those 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would multiply Israel like the stars of the heavens. Joab the son of Zeruiah began a census, but he did not finish, for wrath came upon Israel because of this census, nor was the number recorded in the account of the chronicles of King David. And Asmaveth the son of Adiel was over the king's treasuries, and Jehonathan the son of Uzziah was over the storehouses in the field, in the cities, in the villages, and in the fortresses. Esri the son of Chelub was over those who did the work of the field for tilling the ground, and Shimei the Ramathite was over the vineyards, and Zabdi the Shifnite was over the produce of the vineyards for the supply of wine. Baal-Hanan the Gederite was over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the lowlands, and Joash was over the store of oil. And Shitrai the Sharonite was over the herds that fed in Sharon. And Shaphat the son of Aldai was over the herds that were in the valleys. Obil the Ishmaelite was over the camels. Jehadiah the Meronothite was over the donkeys. And Jazez the Hagrite was over the flocks. All these were the officials over King David's property. Also Jehonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man and a scribe, and Jehiel, the son of Hachmonai, was with the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's companion. After Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, then Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. Romans chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect. Because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was also able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. Psalms chapter 14. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord? There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion, when the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given.
Thank you for listening to the Bible in Your Ear podcast. I'm Kirk Whalum. God bless you.